This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date. Terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
With Karen and Chris. Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? This is Chris Fairbanks.
And this is Karen Kilgariff.
We're near the Improv.
It's so close you can feel it burning your neck.
A show hasn't started, but you can hear the laughs of the ghosts of shows past.
Sad old audience members that died.
Laughs,
died right there.
Laughs from the 60s. Powdered wig laughs.
Oh.
Whatever the building was.
From the 1760s?
Yes. Before the Improv, a lot of people don't know this, before the Improv, the world-famous improvisation was located there, it was a court room where a lot of powdered wig, and the laws used to be so funny at the time, you're charged with not wearing your bloomers or whatever, that people actually laughed during court.
Oh.
So a lot of the laughs are from old court cases.
Oh, I see.
That's why I said all that.
I got it.
And made up the story to follow.
It was kind of a parallel.
It was close to not being. It was close to being a ridiculous non sequitur, a tangent that wasn't.
Can I say what I respect?
Yes.
You avoided Indian burial ground, which... we're all tired of hearing about
it. I'm so tired of that, especially this close to the 4th of July, where I am sensitive to Native American issues.
Can I tell you something else?
Yes, please.
I just looked at a map because of something on Twitter. There was a map. It was probably about gay marriage passing, and they showed
probably
a map of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not realize that Montana touched Canada.
Where you thought that maybe... Now, a lot of people confuse Montana from Minnesota or Wisconsin, but those touch Canada.
I thought that Montana was kind of by Colorado and Idaho.
You confused...
And Wyoming, maybe?
You thought Montana was Wyoming. A lot of people do that.
Is that what those things are? People. I just thought it was in that area more.
You would be amazed at how many... When I say, I'm from Montana, and people go, I love Jackson Hole.
I'm mostly embarrassed because I feel it's unfair. It's a gap in my education because I switched schools. I went from fifth grade at a public school to sixth grade at a private school.
Around the time you learned the states.
Yes, where at my old school, you learned all that in sixth grade, the presidents and the states and all that stuff. And in my new school, they had already learned it. So I thought New England itself was a state until I was a senior in high school. And my friend's mom heard me say it, and because she was from Boston, and she screamed out loud and then planned a summer trip. What are you doing?
He kind of gave us a head tilt.
Okay.
This rock and roll mountain biker.
He wasn't terrible looking, that man on that bike.
And he was borderline without a home.
Yes.
It's something you get used to right away in Los Angeles, is handsome homeless people with headshots.
A lot of them look like the guy, the younger guy from Breaking Bad.
Right.
Many of the homeless here look like Aaron Pinkston or whatever that guy's name is.
Yes, yes.
And you have to be careful because you get starstruck and then you, of course, get very sad about the state.
Because all of a sudden it's like, look at that handsome guy, and he's yelling at a parking meter with underwear on his head.
That poor man he's gone so...
He's down and out, except in the jawline department. Good Lord.
Except for those permanently flared nostrils I love so much.
You could slice bread with those chiseled nostrils.
Now that we're talking about famous people's nostrils, I just say...
And bread.
One of our listeners tweeted this at us.
Okay.
And it made me laugh so hard. Thank you. It was a guy, and I can't remember your name now. It made me laugh really hard. I have it faved, but it's way back in those, because it was two episodes ago. We talked about Sally Kellerman for so long, but we called her Sally Kirkland.
Yes.
Who is that crazy woman that shows up on the red carpets and has like her she always is dressed crazy, whatever. And I'm sitting here talking about how much I love Sally Kellerman, or I said Kirkland, like I'm this
right.
big fan. I didn't even get her last name right.
Right. And
pretty embarrassing.
I knew that you were saying her name wrong, but you had talked me into believing you because you said you used to do an impression of her. So I was like, well, certainly you know the name, and I don't.
Well, now I have to throw this in your face.
Well,
you were the first one to say Kirkland. I just never corrected you because it sounded right to me.
You know
I thought
why
you were right.
I said that is because I'd just been to Costco for some Kirkland signature jeans, muffins,
and
batteries, and waters, and winter tires.
Kirkland.
We make everything.
Actresses, tires.
Kirkland.
Sweaters.
Here at Kirkland, we want to remind you that some child's fingers in another country are sore from making our products. Kirkland.
We cover it all on the backs of children in India.
And
Kirkland.
We make sure everyone still wears high-rise jeans.
I feel like I carry the embarrassment of a mistake like that. Always. Like, I'm totally the big mouth that's always like, I love Sally Kirkland the most. And just go on and on. What an honor it was to work with her and whatever. And the whole time I'm talking about Kellerman and don't really know what I'm talking about ever.
And I wish we could remember who tweet corrected us.
He actually tweet... There were several things that we got wrong in that episode. And he tweet corrected all of them. And was kind of enjoying it. He wasn't like, it wasn't mean.
I think I know who that was.
I thought it was a new face.
I mean, we're setting ourselves up for a, oh, really? Oh, you're right.
I didn't recognize it as any of our usual
Right. It was a
supporters.
String of things, and there was no profile pic.
I think so. Was he an egg? Was he an egg
he
man?
He was an egg man. Famous, based on the famous Beastie Boys.
The things he was correcting were so deeply wrong that it wasn't... I kind of liked reading it.
It wasn't
going,
John
oh
Rivet? John Rivet?
I don't know. I don't
was
know.
Was it Jay by McInnes?
Name.
The Jay McInnes?
McInnes?
Well, those are two people, along with Kevin W. Young, that continue to be a fan and chime in. And I appreciate having three fans. I really do.
I do, too. It's fun.
Yeah, it's
better
fun.
Than zero.
Oh, wouldn't it be overwhelming if it was a dozen or more?
Yikes. Oh, I couldn't handle it.
Me
because
either.
I would get so many things wrong, we would just be assaulted with tweets all day.
And TMZ and not being able to go to lunch in public, all that stuff that comes along with having more than 12 fans.
You and I love to lunch on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
While talking about ourselves and our podcast, so it makes it virtually impossible
yeah.
when fans are around.
And you know,
Could
I don't do that if the lighting isn't right. But
could you
I,
imagine?
Oh, it's hard. It's hard to be a public figure.
Very difficult. Is that? No.
It's this Chip's neighborhood. It's very nice.
It is. I usually park right here. Oh wait.
Kind of diagonal
oh,
and on the sidewalk.
I was looking at my text and trying to move my car at the same time. Not safe.
It's okay.
Or sane.
Not safe for work.
NSFW. Guys, I have to apologize. Last time we missed you last week. It's on me. I had to go to Healdsburg, California to do the Small Town Comedy Festival.
How was that?
It was super fun.
I didn't ask why you were going to be out of town, but I figured...
I appreciate the freedoms you give me in this relationship.
It's just me not having interest in things more than anything, and I'll be honest.
The most interesting man in the world.
What are we if not... Well, this is all news to me.
Yep. Yeah, I'm the guy from the billboards.
Oh, wow.
I just try to keep the beard closer to my face. There he is.
There he is.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Let's
Chip.
Fire off into traffic. He's waving. He seems excited to be on the show.
I think he's going to be excited.
There he is.
Yep.
I'm going to roll down there. I'm going to pre-say hi. Hey, Chip, hi. Getting into the car.
Hi.
Bits and chips.
Chip Pope.
To the Hollywood Bowl, please.
Yeah, honk, honk, right away, sir.
Chip Pope is in the vehicle.
Chip Pope, everybody.
Hi.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
I feel like I haven't seen you in a long time.
I saw you perform the other day at Little Joy. It was awesome, but I think I was, like, trapped in the audience, so I couldn't say hello. I think you left before.
What was the best joke Chris did?
Oh, man. The one about, like, not doing so well during the set.
Yeah, yeah. I pepper my act with those, and they're improvised, and they always exist. And it's just a survival mechanism.
Sure. There's always a need to comment and tell the audience how much they're not enjoying you. That's my favorite part of any of my sets.
Chip, is that your neighborhood?
Who said they want to be told what to think? And I think that's a good one. Maybe it was like Ron Babcock or somebody said, like, they want to be dictated to.
The audience?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I kind of like that.
I thought
philosophy.
You meant...
I don't really do it probably myself, but maybe
you have to lead them. If you tell them
to,
you're doing badly, they'll start going, this is going badly.
Exactly. Right. So if you say it's going great, then they just think, well, he's deluded, but maybe it's going great.
Wait, did you do a set that night?
No, I didn't. I just came to see Carrie Lendo from Austin.
Carrie Lendo. She's terrific.
She's cool.
You turn on.
I love it.
That's a girl from Austin?
Yeah, uh-huh. She's terrific.
Oh,
a woman.
Oh, sorry.
a heteronormative non-cis. I don't know what they are. Why can't people understand? The labels are so easy.
L, B, G, T, D, E, L, X, 2, 9, 7.
Apparently you skipped.
From Yamaha?
You also skipped that level of school where they tell you the alphabet. We were talking, that's a reference to something earlier, Chip. You're being polite by laughing at it.
This is just like being, you know, put in a burlap sack and being thrown off a river. Am I trying to say?
Yeah, you got it.
Being put in a burlap sack and thrown off a bridge into a podcast.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say.
The old podcast, Drowning Kittens.
Yes.
Farm style.
You're in a tight place. You're looking at the back of two people's heads. It's exactly like being in a burlap sack.
Filled with animal hair.
We made you put on.
Oh, shit. I'm wearing a black shirt, too.
Are you?
Yeah, that was a bad idea. I knew I shouldn't.
I got a roller.
With George Lopez hair.
I can roll you. Let me roll you.
I have this exact car, and so it's weird to be in the back seat of it.
Oh,
I don't know. I'm not sure if I have been in the back seat of my car.
You've never been in the back seat of your 2008 Honda Fit?
I don't think so.
Is it an 08?
It's a 2010.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's where
I'm not bragging.
They got really nice.
I think it's the same exact.
You hit people because this is too wide?
No. The sight lines are awful.
Yeah, it's crazy.
There's no reason for a car to have two sniper windows.
Yeah.
You know,
like up in the front.
I was almost killed in a Honda Fit.
Really?
Well, let's...
Which one?
I mean, I hate to make... I'm just saying, be careful. Don't ever get rear-ended when you're stopped at a light. Always check your mirrors. That's all
really?
I'm saying.
Oh, wait. So you were...
It's a bad omen for me to talk about it while in the car, but I...
Well, it won't happen again.
Exactly.
It happened once.
Me mentioning it and then it happening, what are the chances of that? I'm not someone, I've said this before, that believes that by mentioning something, you put it out in the universe. I think you are canceling it out.
Right. We've all seen World According to Garp. You know,
that's right.
He bought that house because the plane crashed into it.
And then,
not even sure if that's in the book.
And John Lithgow traded his tongue in for a dress. Remember?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't have a tongue.
Yeah. I like the...
She was a sexual suspect. Wait, I can't remember what thing is now. Sexual suspect?
And ex-linebacker.
Oh, the name of
that
group
was? The name of Glenn Close's, of Garp's mom's book.
There is a...
Glenn, not too close.
Grumbling noise, but I'm going to pretend it doesn't exist.
Okay.
I'm just going to turn down. You'll note that the...
It's probably the Led Zeppelin underneath the whole thing.
Are you playing Led Zeppelin?
My head.
That's how you know
your system is great. It's picking it up.
The radio has Fool in the Rain on at all times.
It's on the same frequency as your thoughts.
Bam, 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 air. Oh, there's a light in your thing.
You're going to have to pay for it.
No. Oh, that's right.
Pay for the rights.
How much is that going to cost me?
For the little, Latin part in the middle of the song, not that much. For the rest of the song, a lot. For the Latin carnival that breakdown, part, yeah. It's like $5.
It's actually, it's the Mexican rates.
The actual Fool in the Rain song is like $2 million.
The whistle samba in the middle, it's actually only $50.
Yeah, that was from a sound library. That's where Led Zeppelin got that.
It is a good song. You can't deny that song.
It's a great song. Now I know what song
it's a slammer.
Oh, there's a light in your
from
eyes.
From In Through the Outdoor.
Burning. And it's in the shuffling downtown. Everybody
there's Swans. Yeah. Is it considered a last album? Because, like, your drummer dies? I mean, I guess that pretty much makes a last. Not for everybody doesn't make a last album, but
no.
Them,
some people just hire
you just
a new
say,
drummer.
You man up and you learn to drum with your feet. That's usually what you
After
do.
After he's dead.
Yeah.
Like Def Leppard did.
That guy came back.
Died.
Drummed. He drummed. He partied. He was a regular.
Their songs got about, I don't know, 40 beats per minute slower, though, once he lost that arm. Seriously.
Everything was slow song, you know, voice like, choice after that.
Take the, you know, time signature of Photograph and put it up against Pour Some Sugar on Me. It's like,
I got
hey, man.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Also, the
can't
lyrics.
Do 128 a minute anymore.
Let's slow it down, boys. God, Scottish is a hard accent.
It was really...
I can't bleed. I can't bleed.
There it is. That was perfect. That was Simpsons janitor.
I can't bleed. I don't care.
I mean, of course, no one times the loss of their drummer's arm, but if it's right before it's love ballad season,
oh.
I mean, that was
perfect.
That was perfect
love
timing.
Bleeds. Love bleeds out of your arm socket.
Oh my God!
Yeah, too specific. Too
go
clinical.
There. You live there.
I don't give a shit there.
You don't give a shit where you live.
That's right.
What my dad always said.
That's what my mom said. Always told me not to shit where I live.
Go shit next where the neighbors live.
If you shit where you live,
I think that is the air conditioning on.
Yes.
That up until now we've had it. Your mic is very powerful.
I'm so sorry.
It's quite all right. I'm glad.
It wasn't Led Zeppelin. It was just some nice AC.
In the car, we have 17 mics set up for three voices. A lot of people think it's overkill, but I just like troubleshooting.
I've always thought it was underkill.
No one ever says that.
I know. I'm gonna start.
That's a good one.
Underkill. That's my new band name.
And
given just enough.
And a tactic with reintroducing wolves into Montana.
Did I miss that? Probably. Was that earlier too?
No. It's a frustrating thing. And I know you guys are both thinking of Wyoming right now, but in Montana, they reintroduced...
Right up by Canada.
Oh, you're from Montana.
They reintroduced wolves, which were going extinct. They were endangered. And then, within a year, you were able to hunt them because it turns out the wolves were killing deer... And deer are a commodity in sporting. So in order to, keep deer alive that the wolves were killing because they're part of nature,
you can now control
the wolf population to then continue to have more deer. Did I explain that? It's the stupidest.
Kind of.
Yeah, what a horrible concept.
Well, essentially it sounds like they didn't need to be doing anything to nature because nature balances itself out.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. That always happens when they, like, introduce... They stick some fish in a pond, and suddenly that fish is eating everything else.
Have you ever seen a fish getting introduced to a pond, like, where the mayor comes and they have a ribbon draped over the pond?
Have you seen that?
And he goes with a snorkel. Oh, a number of times where I'm from.
I like to watch
pretty
fish
awesome.
Eat
right,
ponds.
Right. Did you ever leave that?
5-minute introductions, and then they move on.
Why would you leave that for...
To get the perfect pond.
Why would you leave that for Fountain and Gower Street?
Should I get up onto some action streets? Chip, remember the when we were on Sunset that time and there was a... Chris, listen to this because it really happened. Remember the limo of 12-year-old girls that pulled up next to us singing out of the window? Were they singing Miley Cyrus or Katy Perry?
One of those.
Oh, wow.
And I ended up getting a short video of it.
I wish it was Rebecca Black.
They were so young and... stupid, and they were. It was like they thought they were partying on Sunset. It was really hilarious. And you yelled something really funny at them, and now I can't remember.
Oh, I wish I could remember.
It was something so many like...
That would come in handy during a podcast.
I know. Or you're supposed to be funny.
Yeah, like, exactly.
We like to leave our anecdotes detailless.
Yes.
Why?
Well, people could probably call in with the anecdote the next week if they remember, you know.
Oh, that would be good. What would have been a good thing for Chip to have yelled at 12-year-old girls on Sunset? Tweet us.
Yes.
And let us know what you think the funniest thing, and then I will look at the video that's somewhere on my phone.
Yes.
And
then, I
love unicorns!
it was similar to that.
It probably was something like that. I love it. All the 12-year-old girls were obsessed with unicorns when I was in middle school. That was a thing.
Yeah.
To like... Because you're already, like, subverting your sexual urges because you're just getting them. And
they're very scary.
Yeah, and so you draw pictures of horses because that's... You can't draw a picture of a dick. So right. You draw a picture of something that has a big dick.
See, I always...
And then you draw a dick on its head.
And I was so
crazy.
Confused because right out of the gates, I was drawing horse dicks.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I wonder.
Free-floating?
Yeah, just hovering with a base on them, usually some kind of an oak base and usually with wings.
And that's how you got to become a designer for Babeland, the... dildo store.
Oh,
is that where's that?
It's a store I do some freelance work with, mostly composite.
That one was truly for the ladies.
So it paid off.
It did.
All
pay
of
off.
The girls that
it's
listen
a good side gig
knew exactly what I was
my
talking
about.
My
dildo designs, you will always recognize them because they're on an oak base.
I love that.
I treat my dildos like taxidermy.
Yeah.
I keep them mounted and in on a grandpa's mantle.
Now,
so they're functional.
Can yes. I just turn if, this if on they a need little to be. Bit? Yeah. Can we get just a little? Because it's so hot.
Yes, I mean it does affect the sound.
Well, can you turn my mic down or something?
It is. I guess what I'm dancing around is the answer being no.
Well,
but if
it's
you
this or a window because it's too hot.
Okay. It, but to me, the quality of the because it is legitimate rumbling. And maybe I need to get a new...
How about this?
That's
is
better.
Ambient sounds better?
Yes.
Okay.
Perfect.
I just need a little air.
Okay.
Perfect. You could probably market that, though. That kind of wall dick, you know? With, like, an oak base that you can hang.
Yeah.
Because, I've come across we've all come across straight porn accidentally. And, like... Sometimes
what
that's
kind?
A thing, straight porn, like accidentally.
Mine
you know?
Just comes up on my computer. I think
yours says?
Broken. Every time I turn it on, I am typing in a specific URL. Now, you know what? I'm realizing it's me. It's me.
I think it was
your
you.
Typing.
Sorry, yeah, I
it's
realized.
The typing.
It's
but
the
that's a thing, though, wall dick, right? Where they just have a dildo that's on a wall or against a desk or something.
You
and,
mean like dildos
and
for
a lady
the dead?
Is just like jumping up against it. What's that?
Dildos for the den.
Dildos for the dead.
Or the den. A lot of people keep
did you say
dildos
the
for the dam?
The dead in their den.
The dam to the band?
Steely Dan?
I mean, if you think
Steely Dan is a dildo.
Oftentimes, you when you think of a den, you think of the dead because only our grandpas and people that have passed had dens.
And Jerry it's, Garcia. It's
oh, true. Jerry. I'm
Ghost
so
bones.
Glad they're touring again with a hologram of him.
Last,
do they have a hologram?
I hope so. And I hope it's just they mess up and it's just Tupac. Singing.
The hologram store has two canisters. It's either Jerry Garcia or Tupac.
Now,
that's
Chip, it. You like music.
I am so old, though. When I went to that Coachella that had Tupac.
Oh.
And when it was happening, it was like at 7 o'clock on Sunday night.
Wow,
and
a lot of us were in grade school.
And I... Yes, but I was there, and I just distinctly remember thinking, I wonder what's on 60 Minutes tonight. So that's not good when you're seeing like a once-in-a-lifetime hologram of Tupac.
Yeah. You know,
but it like, did it feel like a once-in-a-lifetime situation? Because I remember seeing that in
I
the
do
paper.
Not like what that guy was doing.
Yeah, that was a little dangerous.
Yeah. God, these Honda Fits.
I got
and he just him. Turned left. He looked like he was going to turn right
everyone
into us. And
is stoned as
they're
they
so
drive
crazy when they drive here.
It's just something to accept. That's a baseline to accept.
And it's the day after the 4th of July, so they're stoned on top of having trace amounts of vodka and other liquors,
and
moonshine.
Probably Crank.
Crank. They have a copy of Crank on DVD.
That crazy movie.
You know? I mean, I'm always, like, a little more generous, though, to the driving. I get upset, but then I just think, well, these people have all their broken dreams, too, you know?
So that's right.
It takes the edge off a little bit. where I like get up to see who was doing all those bad driving things, and it's like some old lady, looks like, you know, Gloria Stewart, or, you know, and I think, well, she was probably up for Titanic and she didn't get it, you know. And I'm gonna go
easy. She's still auditioning.
She's still out there. Yeah, she's still putting herself out there.
You can forgive anyone in a car if you go, oh my God, they just came away from some terrible audition.
You're right. And next time someone cuts me off, I'm gonna say, I'm sorry you blew it.
I'm sorry you're such a bad cold reader.
Next time, it's all based on turns. You'll get a turn next time.
It's so random here.
You almost killed me. You should take an auditioning cold read class behind Toy.
You know, a lot of times
wait,
it's your subconscious.
Don't drive away. I'm still yelling.
Wait.
I know a great guy.
Forget
it.
He's great with audition stuff. It won't be intimidating. It's a cold read class.
It's natural. It feels natural.
Oh, he's a mile away now.
He does make you strip down at the top.
I had to follow them for 4 miles.
Hong Kong. It's like that urban myth about the guy that followed the girl with the guy in the back seat of a car. Remember?
Oh, wait. Was that the one where the arm was hanging from the tree?
He was flashing his brights, and she thought she was being chased by a maniac, but actually there was a maniac in the back seat.
Oh, my God.
You never heard that
that's
one?
That's got to be real.
Yeah, that's scary.
That sounds like it could happen.
Yeah.
I heard right away that if someone has their brights, you don't flash them here because it's a gang member initiation.
That's not true.
To drive with one headlight out or with your headlights off.
Your headlights off, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, and if you flash them and say, "Hi, sir.
Look at this."
Uh-oh. The sights and sounds of Los Angeles.
And people, ooh.
I didn't like that.
What?
That guy made a horrible mistake. Oh, it's a little too late to pull over now.
Yeah, don't pull over now, fool. You know what?
That ambulance is full of two people who blew the audition, going to get someone who blew the audition.
They all had a callback.
Yeah, there was so many bad auditions happening in that.
Even though only
right
one
now.
In nine people in Los Angeles County work in show business, I'm going to say that those ambulance drivers.
Whether or not you're an actor, you're auditioning every day.
That's right.
And you can quote me on that.
You're auditioning just to be in this world.
Life is a play.
You're Wayne Dyer?
I don't know who that is.
These are your erogenous zones. That's that big, tall hippie guy that's always talking in a soothing voice on Channel 9.
Oh, I was thinking of Dr. Oz. I guess I'm
sure. Totally different.
Two different guys.
Chip, you like music. So many different types of music.
A lot.
Do you like music so much that you enjoy the Grateful Dead? We mentioned that 10 minutes ago.
I don't.
Yeah, I can't either.
I never. That's one of those ones I could never. I could just never get
it's
into.
It's one of
like,
those.
Terrapin Station. You know, it just sounds like it's for infants.
I was with my friend and her sister, and
Oh yeah.
Oh sure, sure. Can we?
Of course.
Can we have you sign a release? You're on our podcast.
What do you say?
They're gonna. I'm gonna let him get in. I hope I remember though.
Yeah, he has to turn right quick here and buy a new beanie.
Yeah, they're clearly not.
You're a badass when the window's rolled up.
That's not how it always is.
Oh, really? He'll just yell stuff?
Don't you think that the key to the Grateful Dead is a shit ton of drugs? I mean, isn't that what people are really enjoying is the experience?
Before I had an outlet, which was stand-up comedy, that's my art, I don't know. I used to go to bars and break dance, and there was...
Wait!
Me and my friends, we had routines even. I was deep in the game of bar dance, and there wasn't a place to do it
in
Montana.
He's a good break dancer.
I'm pretty good. Chip will...
I've seen him do it at the Velveeta Room.
My days are kind of over. I broke my arm once doing it, but I
that all sounds like a lie.
I would dance.
Okay. No, he can break dance like a fool.
Everything I'm going to say in this story is true.
Okay.
So there's this guy that hated me because I would break dance while he's playing pool. We ended up at an after-hours
party.
I'm
on that guy's side.
My friend, sister, and her friend, everyone was out of their mind, but because of drinking. This guy was a drunk that liked the Dead so much that at his house in the basement, where he only had a bed and a log for a table with a hatchet in it, he was a bearded man. Before, it was like a hip thing to have a beard. He really meant it. And I said I didn't like the Grateful Dead, and he stood up and he said, we're going to fight. And I was like, I don't want to fight over the Grateful Dead. That's how serious people are about the Dead.
They love them.
Yeah, and he got really angry at me. He already didn't like me because of the breakdancing thing. He doesn't like breakdancing because he likes the Grateful Dead. Yeah. I went upstairs. Uh-huh. He actually loaned me a sleeping bag. I'm sleeping upstairs on the couch. Then his roommates come home, and he wants to all of a sudden show off for them. And that's when he leapt across the room and his knee went in my back. I got scared. I picked him up like a baby, spun him around. His head hit a stained glass lamp, shattered the lamp. Right then, the cops knocked at the door because they heard a ruckus. And I said, there's two girls downstairs, and this guy is potentially going to sexually assault them. I just kind of, and he got in a lot of trouble because there was two, my friends were in his basement, passed out, and everything I kind of conjured lined up. And I had to tell the story. I had to go.
So you do believe in putting something out into the universe and having
it
happen.
I did that. The point is, he was a terrible man. He dug his knee into my back from across the room, but I defended him, not in court, but a deposition. And
are you Facebook friends?
He just invited me to play Candy Crush.
See?
Saga.
Do people really invite people to play that, or is it just like some algorithm that just thing...
I don't know.
Up.
Anytime there's an old lady that's my friend on Facebook, usually that they invite me to play Candy Crush or Bejeweled Blitz. And that's, so I don't, they do invite me though, along with a group of people.
Makes you feel wanted.
I just want to apologize for that boring story about the Grateful Dead.
No, it was
Dead
fine.
Guy.
I mean, I've got a boring Grateful Dead story. I never had heard them until I was like 18 because that dumb song came out, Touch of Grey, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Which,
ooh, yeah.
How do you, who relates
remember
to that?
Remember the video?
And oh yeah, we're
when
like
MTV first came out, it was just
right?
like skeletons, robotic skeletons that were made badly.
I will get by.
Yeah, I will get by. And I'm like, this is the wait was for this, you know.
We used to sit around and watch MTV all day long, but if that came on, that was like bathroom break.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Like, you knew
and
you
like my cousin, I would have liked the worst music. I mean, I still do like some of the worst music of all time, but I really would have liked the worst music of all time growing up if it wasn't for my cousin who was like badass. But, like, I remember that Grateful Dead video comes on about, like, 30 seconds into it. He just goes, boomer, boomer, tripe. Like, baby boomer, tripe.
Oh.
Weird.
Yeah.
That's a thing?
So, I don't think it was a phrase. It's just what,
no.
It's just what jumped into his head.
It's so
Did
hard
Did he
to...
work for Pitchfork?
I know. He might have.
That was intense.
he would, like, criticism. When there were, when we'd be at Mr. Gaddy's and they would show MTV... There would be like a video by like, you know, Nick Kershaw or something, and it would be over, and my cousin would just yell out, "You'll get him next time," you know, or stuff like that. He was real, like, he's just into rock, you know, like the good stuff, The Who,
yeah,
and Zeppelin, and all
that good
stuff.
Shit. Now, Chip, do you think?
Chip.
Do you think you like music or comedy more?
Yes. What's your
geez, Pat,
yes.
No.
Yes to that question.
Moving on. That's like a Sophie's choice. But with like two babies you want to keep, you know.
So. You have to kill both babies, but you have to figure out which one is going to die humanely.
Oh shit.
And which
one
will burn.
I'd kill comedy the least humanely.
Is this like Fuck, Marry, Kill but with babies?
This is like Game of Thrones.
I don't like this.
But with your hobbies.
Okay, I like it now.
Comedy is a profession, Karen.
It's all
I know. It's not just my hobby.
Oh, sorry.
I know
always think
you
of
may
stand-up
differ.
As a hobby. Is anyone making money off of it? It doesn't seem like a way you could actually pay.
Louis C.K. is in a black T-shirt every 30 minutes doing
Shit.
A special. So
he
I think
never
he's,
washes those T-shirts. He throws them away and gets a brand new one.
That's crazy.
He's rich.
He uses them
that's
to
extravagant.
Clean up after he talks two girls into watching him masturbate. Yeah, that's right. Calling people out.
You did it.
Or at least referencing stories that I've heard.
Or just repeating, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just repeating.
That's fun.
That's how much he's into the work of Bill Cosby. Okay, whatever.
What?
I like Louis C.K.
So basically,
me too. He's the best.
You I mean, won't answer.
We just...
Let him masturbate.
No, I would like comedy the least, even though it's the label that pays me.
Yes.
I would like go for music because you could live without comedy. It would suck.
Right.
But
that's a really good point.
But you'd still have Weird Al. Does that count? That's probably. But it's true. You could live without comedy, but a world without music would be like, you know,
I don't
what it's like for most people that just listen to horrible music.
Yeah. I don't realize that I get depressed when I don't. Like for a long time, I didn't have a stereo and I wasn't listening to music, and it wasn't until I started again that I realized it. Made me happy. It fired endorphins. It doesn't really do that if I'm listening to comedy. Isn't that weird?
No, that fires the jealousy endorphins in me.
As a comic.
Or like I should have been doing more during the 90s.
I get inspired by the good people, but it just seems like, you know, most of the people, it's, I don't know. There's just so much of it now.
Well, the people that you like, you've heard their stuff before, and then people that are new, oftentimes it just, you know the routine, you know the rhythm.
Yeah.
I feel like when I listen to comedy, you know, there's a setups, you know, like there's, you know, all the pieces, and your analytical brain, just because you've been listening to it for so long, it just isn't the same kind of straight enjoyment.
About that all the time when I'm listening to music too. Like, would I like this band if I were a musician? And I was dissecting the whatever time signatures, is that a word?
Exactly.
Or is that two words?
Like, yeah. If you're Ahmad the Jamal and you're like listening to Sum 41,
yeah, you know, I feel like
that's probably a great analogy.
Because I'll know people that are good musicians; they've done it their whole life, but I know they like bad music, and I know that I like music that is good. But I feel like I don't have a leg to stand on because I only played trombone for a couple years. You know, and we aren't listening to trombone music. Me and
that'd be great if you did just stand on one leg while you played the trombone, though. I only have one leg to stand on and play the trombone. That would have been a good gimmick.
The trombone as a crutch. Is that what?
Yeah, you have to play it. Yeah, you have to play it
and stand on it.
And stand on one leg. Well, I was just thinking of standing on one leg playing the trombone.
Now I can't stop thinking of if the guy from Def Leppard had been a trombone player.
And he had a trombone arm.
Imagine
that would be.
Well, he would be the party, like, the king of parties.
They would have had to made a special trombone.
You're right. They should.
Which is like a trombone stand. I guess it's not really that special.
What if you had one?
They exist
arm?
Already.
They just get a guy to hold the trombone.
Just in the
system. Actually, it would have been a lot easier for him.
But what if you were a robot with a trombone arm? Most popular robot ever, or the one that everyone goes, oh no, he's here again?
Well, you would have to, mouthpiece would be trombone. Somewhere near your armpit.
Yeah.
So you'd have to also have a robot neck to bend over and blow into your armpit.
Who's to say I don't?
I mean, maybe your robot trombone arm is a different design than mine.
Yeah, it sounds like it is.
But the one I'm imagining starts at the base of your shoulder.
Uh-huh.
And sticks out, meaning, you know, I guess, you know what, now that I'm holding out my arm as if it were an imaginary trombone, it would be a left-handed trombone, but the mouthpiece would line up perfectly. Good idea, Karen.
Thank
you.
Finally.
Sorry, I had to.
You know what? This is how it is for a lot of female robot designers. You have to let the people process it and really talk it through.
Guys, hear about the guy in the German factory for making Volkswagens?
Wow.
He got crushed by a giant robot arm that he was repairing.
Yeah.
And it said, I feel better now, Meepzorp, and it crushed his body.
What's that true?
Very German.
It's very true.
He got crushed.
That robot had a huge uncut cock.
That's
Germans, guys. You might not know.
They have 40% more sensitivity because of their
40% more cock. Jesus,
but then they use it against Jews. Wait, that
got dark.
Hey, okay, yeah. Karen.
If you say Germany, I say Nazis. Germany, Nazis.
Can't we just have...
You say, wait, my fuck, I say neo-crypto-Nazi.
Oh, I guess you just can't have a circumcision Germany conversation anymore without Nazis.
Nazis.
So true.
My mom called them Nazis, and she also called their logo a swastika. And I'll never forget that. She also said...
Why did she sound like she's from, like, Chicago instead of Montana?
Swastika. Oh, what if it was...
Nazis. My mom used to call him Ronald Reagan, and we'd be like, every night you watch the news, and they say Reagan. Every night you hear it correctly.
Maybe it's like a Warsh thing.
I think it might be.
My aunt, my dad's sister, I'll never forget it, said, and I was a kid, she goes, do you want these Bob Dylan albums? And I asked to be reconciled.
Dylan.
I wanted to be divorce my family.
David Bowie. That's what my mom used to say, David Bowie.
Every time I've done International Waters, and I'm just plugging another podcast that I do.
The great Dave Holmes.
The UK people say David Bowie. And they know better
Bowie.
Than me.
That's right. Bowie.
Well.
Bowie.
I hate that.
David Bowie.
I don't like it either.
It
Bowie.
So
there's
weird.
Three different ways
or
to say
either.
It. Really, right?
What are the
Bowie,
ways?
Bowie.
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 Like Jim Bowie.
And the Roger Rabbit way.
And the what way?
Roger Rabbit.
Oh, right.
Right.
Cool.
Okay, no. I can't do
There's
that
nothing
impression.
Worse when everyone's riffing and someone stops to go, wait, what did you just say? And then you have to say it, and it was so stupid.
No.
So you have to say, oh, I'm just being stupid.
Well, that's where I could come in and help out. But
back
for
riff.
Some reason, I was having... Guys, I'll be honest. I was,
look, I wanted to go back to Def Leppard having trombone solos, but you know,
I can't.
It's too gone. The moment's
it's so gone.
I can't wait to bring back the Grateful Dead stuff. I can't wait.
I will get back.
I just made a vein pop up in my temple.
I really do
like
miss.
Bob Dylan.
I feel very lucky because I think Chip and I are the same exact age. I think.
Birthday.
I think you're younger.
Am I younger than you?
I think so. Well,
when MTV
I don't know. I'm
came
40.
Out,
well,
like, I was, like, 12.
Mm-hmm.
And we literally, I remember watching the first day of MTV and mm-hmm. being like, yes. And then that's all we did. Like, if
yep.
you would go
oh,
to a
yeah.
family party, all the kids would be in the TV room
that's
watching
it.
MTV. And you just laid around watching music yep. videos because you couldn't believe... It was just a brand new thing.
I remember
the
my...
The day Thriller premiered? Forget
oh,
it.
Dude.
You just
I,
were
I
just lying in
was.
Front of the TV over and over and
my
over
sister
all day.
Would
I was
have,
at Holly Gardner's house.
She would have friends over, and they would wait and record often with a VCR, but wait for Duran Duran to come on. And when it came on, they would scream
yes.
like footage of the Beatles.
Yes.
They were screaming and crying. And I was like, oh, my God. I was in the next room. I just didn't understand.
Yeah, Duran Duran was our, like, Backstreet Boys for
it really
the kids
was.
In the 90s.
Say, I don't know. I go so far to say the Beatles of the 80s, because who are the Beatles of the 80s if not Duran Duran?
That's very true.
I mean, not all four of them wrote no. songs. Well, see, the thing is, it breaks down. Like, the thing is always, the Beatles were the Beatles of the 60s.
Right. Of course.
And Queen,
yeah, that's a given.
Queen was the Beatles of the 70s, because all four of them wrote songs, all four of them had hits, all four of them had personalities, big hits.
Okay.
And then in the 80s, though, who is it?
I think the Monkees were the Beatles of the 80s. A lot of people don't know this.
It's true. They did Pull It, their album Pull It in the
and
80s.
And, of course, the movie where Mickey Dolenz's daughter starred in it with Tony Danza.
Ooh.
She's out
Sorry,
of control.
That was obscure
no.
and weird.
That was She's Out of Control.
Is that called, is
That's
it
right.
She's Out
yeah,
of Control?
Yeah, it's called
yeah.
She's Out of Control.
Oh, it's so funny. No one knows that. You
yeah.
you guys both.
Just where the
it's
oldies.
Like, And I think it was like the poster was a leggy girl, which is, you know, she's supposed to be a teenager.
Yeah.
But she's like a leggy girl in a miniskirt ripping up a picture of Tony
yeah.
Danza. It's very inventive.
Yeah.
I a lot of people miss MTV playing videos. I'm one of them. It was real important to me. And I didn't like when they started showing reality shows and everything. But there was that middle time when they showed... cool animation, and then shows like Austin Stories.
Yes.
Which,
Liquid Television?
Was so ahead of its time.
Wow,
and,
really?
Yeah. No, I'm going to talk
good
about
segue.
It.
That's really, that was very professionally done.
Chip was in Austin
Thank God
Stories.
I've done stuff
Chip
since
Pope
then,
from Austin Stories,
yeah.
one of the original.
Just got in the car. We kicked out the old Chip Pope.
The new
Hi.
Chip Pope.
It was, I don't realize how long ago that was until
was
I see someone
ago.
Regram a photo of you guys in your Lee jeans that were spaggier than Jenko.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was a gunshot, but it is the 5th of July.
No, it's 4th of July.
It's funny, you live in L.A. long enough, you learn how to discern between fireworks and gunshots, but you also learn to react to them the same.
Which
it's
is
like,
not,
oh,
not
no
that
reaction.
Much.
Yeah, I hear a gun, and I'm like, God, I love America.
Right. Either someone died or liberty. Liberty either way.
Same death.
Isn't it the same? If you go back far enough.
Chip, when you were on MTV...
Austin Stories.
When yeah. Austin Stories got put on the air on MTV, was mm-hmm. that a big deal for you because of your MTV background? As
That was a big
it
deal.
All?
It was yeah. a big deal anyway, really, because, you know, you're a comic and you're going to be on TV.
And you're in Austin.
But, yeah, it was weird,
That never
really.
Happened before.
Yeah, it was an odd thing. But it was a big deal just because of MTV. And I remember there was this picture in TV Guide or something that was just like... Oh, it just was like, it was weird because it was a picture of everything in like teen pop culture that led up to Austin Stories. So it was like a flow chart.
Oh.
And it just said, and it had all these pictures. So it was like, Dobie Gillis. It was weird. It started like way in the, you know, in the 60s or something. And then went in through like The Breakfast Club and then went in through like, you know.
Reality Bites?
Reality Bites, yeah, and Slacker and all that, and then went to like Austin, like all these roads led to Austin Stores. I'm like, wow, I didn't know this was such a big deal.
Yeah,
and I saw that page, and I was just like, I guess I'm done. I don't
before it even came out,
I was like, okay, I'm 26 and it's over.
That's great.
My life can end now. You know,
that's it.
But it just kept going.
It was such. And how many seasons? A couple, three?
Oh, just I wish just one.
One, really. And it's on YouTube. People, if you haven't seen Austin Stories, watch it. And also realize that it was 1997 or 8.
And I remember being at a party with Michael Ian Black, and like right before Austin Stories was about to come on, and he was just like, yeah, they'll bother you a lot and everything, but once the show comes on, you'll just be fine. Once the show gets on, everything will be great, and there you go. And I always remember him like being wrong. I'm sure he doesn't remember that, but
yeah.
I mean, he was, because he was just trying to relate it to the state or whatever.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
yeah. Which they got another season at least, or they might have had three seasons actually.
Part of their song.
I didn't like the state because there was too many people, and I felt like I loved Kids in the Hall so much that I felt like I had to pick a team, and so I had to be against anyone that
wasn't. Isn't that interesting? I didn't watch the state either.
I loved the state.
Yeah,
that was great.
You're a company man, that's why.
Yeah.
No, I just thought
whatever my boss said.
Hey, wait, it wasn't on until, weren't on until like 2 or 3 years after the state.
Who's this big white fat cat in a suit? I better listen to everything he said.
Come on.
Yes, sir, Mr. MTV,
I'd love
sir.
To, the man.
I enjoy.
Then when I met Tom Lennon, it like blew my mind. He was like the nicest guy in the world. And I was just like, oh my God, what a lovely guy.
You know, I met Tom Lennon at Largo one night.
People can be nice in show business.
Yes, I was so excited to meet Tom Lennon, and when I said nice to meet you, he was like, Karen, we've met several times in the 90s, and it happens to me a lot, because I was a big drunk in the 90s, but that one broke my heart, especially because I was like, I bet I was really rude to Tom Lennon in the 90s.
What a horrible memory.
Such a...
But,
do you guys remember where you were when...
I didn't know that would... all that.
Hey, look,
I'm
we're
sure
going to
you're both over
we
it.
Take the good, we take the bad. Chris, you know this. We then, take them both.
And then you have
the Tom Lennons of life.
Thank you. I didn't want to watch a lot of TV in the 80s. Do you guys remember where you were when Lennon was shot? No, that was a dumb.
Wait,
you guys,
Lennon?
Tom Lennon, yeah.
From Russia?
Yeah, he's gone.
Oh, Tom Lennon's been shot?
Well, yeah, they put it, they thought it was a blank, and during Reno 911.
I remember when Khrushchev was ousted.
Yeah.
I've been to Lennon's tomb in Russia.
Oh, really?
Yeah, cool. No brag.
Oh, God.
I've been to Lennon's park in New York.
But have you been to you? I thought that's what you were going to do to me, so then I did it to you.
Who do you like more, Lennon or Stalin?
Trotsky.
It's funny. Now who's Stalin? Oh God! I sometimes feel like my joke style is from the mountains.
Fun.
I tell you, I was Stalin. I was Stalin, and I got the Trotskys. Hello, that's a good one.
What are you doing now, Chip? You posted a picture from.
I'll be on a podcast.
Oh, good. Oh,
you guys.
Let us know where we can listen to that.
With you guys.
On iTunes? Oh, you have to come
All
to
things
our house.
Comedy?
All things.
There it is.
If there's anything you can think of that is comedic that isn't on All Things Comedy, we will give you your money back.
we will give you your money back. This certain kind of mattress.
I thought you had really gotten a job at a restaurant, Chip. You posted.
Oh, no. I was just working on a thing with Natasha.
Yeah, yeah. And I thought you really ran into her, and I was like, I don't want him to be working at Real Food Daily or whatever.
Well, I think that's the kind of respect my comedy inspires, is that people would see that and go, oh, he is working at a restaurant? So, you know, I don't think it's out of the realm.
See,
that guy finally stopped fooling himself.
I got angry. That's not what I'm saying. You're putting words in my thoughts.
I'm just kidding.
Thoughts in my mouth.
Do that
Which
kind of thing all the time.
Come out as where it's
I posted
okay.
a picture after the gay marriage ruling. I posted a picture of me and my television. Like, we're finally can get married.
I saw that too.
Yeah, and my aunt
LG.
Thought it was real.
LG and I.
She's like, my aunt. She's like, who's LG?
Oh, God.
It's so great. Are you going to come here to have the wedding? Like,
oh,
no. What are you talking
trying
about?
To support?
Yeah. Oh, that's the worst.
I was like, I could have done this like 2 years ago in this state.
Patrick Keane, do you guys, he's been on the show before. He's one of my friends. He was in a commercial or a sketch or something and had a daughter in it. And he posted a photo of him and this 15-year-old girl who happened to look a lot like him. She was playing his daughter, but it was like the casting was lucky. And he just said it was a long, heartfelt thing. He set himself up, but he just said, after 15 years, it turns out I'm a dad, you guys. Let's hope we can pick up, make up for lost time. And they both looked really happy, and everyone believed it. And I'm his good friend, and I said, oh my God, I hope you must be going through a lot of emotions. Everyone was sending him these texts, and he was just ignoring everyone. He was being bombarded with the aftermath of this joke that turned into a lie that pissed everyone off.
That's true, because everyone wants to think the best, you know.
Yeah,
everybody's intentions usually are very pure, except for two assholes.
Yeah,
and you know, and everybody wants to be like, oh, it's great. So like when my aunt did, I couldn't be like too holler at my aunt
because
too badly,
she was happy to hear it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
People get happy.
And I think because, you know, people like, everybody thinks that everyone's family or lives, like, have been put together so perfectly, like, your parents meet and date, and then they get married, and then they have babies or whatever, but so many families got slapped together by mistake and, like, you know, just made it work. That, mm-hmm. like, I think people these days, maybe older people especially, are trying to be more supportive of, like, because they just didn't talk about it back then, of, like, your parents got married because your mom got knocked up or whatever. Thing that like is so common, and that but most people just don't admit it. I believe that to be true.
Yeah,
relationship views are just night and day now between me and the 20-year-olds I go out with. I'll tell you that. It's crazy. Because when you're a kid, you used to think, oh, well, I don't want to. I'm in love, and they don't think that at all anymore.
Right.
They just. Because, like, you know, when we were kids, it's like, hey, it's Duran Duran, and they're singing about romance in their suits on a boat. What? Crazy.
Yeah. Well, for
you know,
us,
and then their music is like, you know, oh, yeah, it's Rihanna, and she gets beat up by her boyfriend. You know, there's just more, like, reality, I think, that they've
had to deal
with.
But that's okay, because he's putting out gold.
Well, and also, we went from watching MTV and, like, Cyndi Lauper or whatever, straight to the AIDS epidemic.
Oh, yeah.
So, I think, like, the way kids grow up these days...
More like gay too.
Is so...
Sorry. Gay to the AIDS epidemic. I don't know.
She
said straight to the AIDS epidemic.
Oh, I saw it.
More like gay to it.
Better now. Better now that it's been explained.
When did she say that? Just for a promotion for Live Aid? Or no, that was for Farm.
No. Karen just
Live
said
Aid
it right
always...
now in the car.
Oh, okay. I thought you were quoting Cyndi Lauper.
No.
Is it Cyndi Lauper?
No, that's just the way my dad
said it. Oh, I thought it was Lauper back when she was over.
Cyndi Dylan.
I always thought Live Aid was for, you know, because it's live and Aid. There's an S at the end of AIDS, which ruined a gum. I think there's a gum or a candy.
It was a diet candy.
Called AIDS, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, they went...
Spelled differently.
They went tits up.
That was spelled AYDS.
You gotta make sure you don't name your product after a future disease. You just gotta...
So true.
You do. Yes.
Remember that drink, Scabies?
Do you remember the cartoon Muppet Scabies?
Muppet Scabies.
Yeah, it was when they were younger. Young Scabies.
Muppet Scabies and all the furs just falling off of the puppets. That's when they got lazy.
They just stopped
tending to those.
That's when they were the Feebles. Do you remember the Feebles?
Oh, the way the movie,
crazy.
Peter Jackson
movie?
Yeah,
Meet the Feebles with the puppets that had AIDS. That was some dark shit.
Yeah.
Right in the 80s.
It was
late
80s. An adult. Yeah.
It was edgy.
He had made Dead Alive, a gory horror movie that's one of my favorites.
I think this was before Dead Alive, though.
Yeah.
It was like the one before Dead Alive.
I think it's after. Anyway, it was Peter Jackson before.
There was only
Lord
some phone
Rings.
We could look at.
Yeah, and everyone's from New Zealand, and they're puppets, and they're having sex, and it's very crude, but it's puppets, so it's very watchable. The end. I should work for Rotten Tomatoes.
But wait, sorry, then
Fresh.
The puppets get AIDS? Are you being serious?
Yeah, one puppet gets AIDS, yeah.
I mean, there also is beheadings and fighting, and, you know, it's a very adult-oriented... It's puppets, but these ain't your kids' puppets.
It was like, you know, it was backstage at the Muppet Show, basically.
Oh,
right.
Shit,
it was the idea.
Yeah.
And did the puppets look like the Land of Confusion Genesis video puppets?
Kind of,
really overly horrifying-faced?
They were really grotesque-y and... They were cute, but then when they were off stage, they were, like, not cute.
Yeah.
Know?
And then...
Like puppets without makeup. And it started... It was very clever.
Yeah, like, that started, became the Larry Sanders Show, I think, is what inspired. Just behind the scenes, or Sports Center, or...
Just do the reality, guys.
Just get somebody that looks like a puppet to be in the lead.
It's so funny. I always read that. Like, every time I read about, speaking of Larry Sanders, I always read about Judd Apatow, like, learning from Larry Sanders or on that show to go, the funniest thing is the real thing that would happen. And so I saw that Trainwreck movie, which was very funny. But it's just like, the whole third act, I was like, what happened to that good advice that you were just giving? So I feel like that might happen a lot, where it's like, you do the real thing that would happen. And
yeah.
It's just like... Yeah, but that ain't the real thing that would happen.
You know,
but maybe it's movies is the problem. You know what I mean?
Movies are hard because
you gotta have like some upbeat, dumb ending or this or that.
The studio won't let you be too real.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
That's one thing I won't.
So
allow.
It's not. I don't think it's the quote's fault, is what I'm saying.
Whose fault is it?
The
we need to decide
dumb audiences.
Now.
dumb people that can't handle the truth.
I think you're right. I always like the alternate ending on DVD extras more, because I'm smart. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm
totally.
Telling you.
I'm really hot and no one else is?
It's okay. It's okay.
It's hot
for
you.
I don't like it. That's upsetting.
Well, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean you're sick or, you know.
That was, I feel like I just heard your mom's voice come through you, right?
It doesn't mean you're sick. No, my mom would be like, maybe you're probably sick and dying, probably. Oh, God. Oh, why are we raised in a paranoia in this house?
Hey, look to your right, Chris. It's a Texas license plate.
Ooh, that brings back some memories.
Why does it look Photoshopped? Why does their license plate look fake?
Yeah.
They look fake, don't they?
Because it's flat. There's no indentation with the numbers or extentation, whatever. There's no, what do you call that? They aren't
exaltation?
Embossed. They aren't embossed.
No embossment.
It's
cheap, I guess, right?
They have lazy prisons.
They made so much money, lazy prisons.
In the prisons in California, they're like, tink, 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 and they're hammering they're making the letters
don't be racist.
Bumpy. Sorry. They're like, tink, 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 then they're tapping.
They're like, ching, chong.
Ching.
Right.
Oh, we just lost 10 listeners.
San Francisco went through so much.
They did it.
I apologize. I'd like to take this time to apologize for saying ching chong.
I'd like to. I think mine was worse. I because I'm not even going to repeat it.
But you're just making sound effects.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone's so sensitive in this car.
I know.
I kind of wasn't listening, and I just made the first sound that seemed to fit with all the other words I was hearing.
If this car was in England, we would be doing minstrel. We would be in blackface right now, driving around.
Is that okay over there?
I don't. Maybe it still is. I feel like it was like 2 years ago. Even, so, I mean, they don't. It's hard to get over owning everybody, you know, when you don't anymore.
I don't know if you guys know Ryan Stout, but one of his early jokes was a great one. I think it went, I hate racism so much that I don't even like the word vinegar.
I love that joke.
Yeah, it's,
I remember that joke.
Didn't
That's
say
hilarious.
It right, but I'm not willing to put the emphasis.
Right.
I'm not willing to put... Karen did not like the joke.
I didn't understand it. I was still
vinegar,
thinking about it until...
That's how not racist Karen is. I like that. That's a good litmus test.
What if I said vinegar without the vin part, Karen? Yikes. That's the joke. I don't even like
great.
The word vinegar.
That just shows that Karen is that not racist.
That's right.
I think that's great that she wouldn't even make that association.
Let me state,
I only got that joke 4 years afterwards. So I just want,
that's how
I want everyone to know. Yes,
it was
exactly.
It was one, as they call it in the circuit and in the business, on the way Homer. I believe coined by a.
You mean the Iliad? That was a long way Homer.
That's an on the way Homer.
Hello,
of
the Odyssey.
So exhausting.
Sorry.
So do you still pick
We got Annie.
Music over comedy?
Yeah, I would totally pick music over comedy. Is that a central question of your podcast? Or
no, I just brought it back up again because comedy is such, can be such drudgery sometimes. It's like we're all trapped in doing it. It's like, here's what that made me think of. Here's the word I'm thinking of.
Yeah, our friend Howard Kramer, I always liked his insight. I still do like his insight. But I always liked his insight on music. And I'm sure anything I say, he'll go, no, that's not what I said. You're saying it wrong. But anyway, I do like the insight on his music, which he would just be the difference between performing comedy and performing music, and just loving performing music, and just how performing comedy is horrible. Because in music, if you play a song and no one likes it, you still have the pleasure playing that song, and it's just kind of irrelevant to where people respond or not. Whereas in comedy, the opposite.
Yes, exactly. Every performance affects your enjoyment of that joke.
Yep. What about with a combination, like when you did R.O. Mance, your R.O. Mance
That's character, good because character. I used to like that because it didn't really matter. That doesn't really matter if people are laughing in a way.
I thought it was great.
Like the first time I did that character, maybe like 20 people were really into it, and the other people were kind of like, what?
Did you first do it at M Bar?
No, it was downtown at like an art show or something. So,
but you put out an album,
Zach,
right?
Zach Galifianakis, and I'm not dropping names and reliving my glory days.
That's the biggest one.
But Zach Galifianakis was sitting on the front row, and he was dying. And then at the end, he said, hey, keep doing that forever.
So, oh, that's great.
So I was like, okay.
So are you going to keep doing it forever?
Well, no, I feel like I've let him down. But
that person is jaywalking in some sort of a halitosis emergency, covering his mouth.
Wow.
It seemed like he was jaywalking and also concerned about his breath at the same time.
Wait, so in talking about our romance, why don't you explain really quickly what that
was?
Yes,
please.
Oh, it was like a character that I used to do that was from the 80s, and He was Britain's top-selling singer in the 80s for, like, 1 week in 1981 or
just
something like that.
Just do a little bit of that song.
I can't. It's not the same.
Yeah, but there's that one where you just keep talking about things. It sounds like One Night in Bangkok combined
Ladyboy.
With something else.
So is it Ladyboy? It's like popcorn, a hole in the popcorn.
I can't do it.
Oh, it's so funny.
Guys,
what if you wrap the
it
lyrics?
It would ruin the illusion.
Can you
for
just
the
talk
three
it
people
out?
Who like that character.
Can you just state the lyrics?
Yes.
I honestly...
He does not
come
want
on.
To.
It
does
not
does
work.
Not want to do
okay.
That.
Sing a song, Karen.
Bangkok.
Right. You have to sing that song. Sing one of your songs.
We did do that.
People do
we
that
did,
all the time.
We did do that. Did hey, we're on an airplane. Tell me a joke. And I'm sorry. We did just do that.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Was just your irritating Aunt Marie, and I don't give a shit.
I like it. I like that you guys remember that.
Because it seems like something you could shout out.
I might. Maybe I should do that more. Because it is fun to do, and it's not so, you know, reliant on the audience. I remember doing it one time. This is another person in the front row. The name dropping.
Wait,
but it's not like
guess,
I really know these
guess
people.
First?
I mean, I know
Wait,
Zach.
Let me, let's guess at, first.
Guess these... who is in the front row watching me do our romance.
It was Julianne Moore, the great redheaded actress.
Oh, I wish.
Three Magnolia.
Oh, my God. I chipped my three
She Magnolia. Wasn't wearing pants.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Like in
she was ironing.
Boogie Nights.
In Shortcuts, you mean? She was
Shortcuts.
Like ironing.
She did a monologue with no pants on.
Shit, my parents.
Sarah
so Silver. Brave.
Sarah, Jimmy
Think
Kimmel.
Like music. Think who's involved.
Amy Mann.
There you go.
There we go.
Amy Mann complimented
Amy
you.
I am the best at this
and
game.
You are good. And
Thank
I'm
you.
Doing my dumb jokes and just thinking, wow, I'm doing these dumb jokes for one in front of one of the greatest songwriters of all time. She has to sit through this dumb music thing.
And she loved it, right?
She loved it.
She liked it. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if she loved it. I don't know. I couldn't look at her. But then later I heard her on a comedy Bang Bang or Death Ray or something, and they had and when Scott used to play music and he played our romance and she said that my fake British accent was way better than hers ever was.
Oh, that's
nice.
That's the best compliment you can get.
I guess
you have a good fake British accent.
Yeah.
I did a show one night, and Maria McKee, who is the lead singer of Lone Justice and one of my favorite singer-songwriters of all time, perhaps mm-hmm. my number one, but...
Ooh, above Harriet Wheeler from the Sundays?
Oh, shoot.
Okay.
I mean...
It's okay.
Places you
that's,
go.
It's difficult because they're both
places
in such...
I know.
They hear the sunshine. But you know Maria McKee, right?
Yeah.
You know Lone Justice.
I love her.
So she... came to a show at the Fake Gallery, and so I was doing a song. This was when I was doing songs with my friend Don. We made up a bunch of fake musical songs, and literally, like halfway through, I just forgot the whole thing because I couldn't believe I couldn't get out of my own head that I was singing a song in front of Maria McKee.
Yeah, it's so awesome, right?
It was amazing, but it also kind of ruined it, because I was like, I want this to really work out in all these different ways, and it's not going to work out in any way.
Right.
And then my brain turned off.
But it's weird how, like, when it doesn't, a lot of stuff means nothing to anyone else.
Yes, exactly.
Isn't that weird about life?
I think we're about to find out if you can get ticketed for podcasting when you go through a sobriety checkpoint.
Is this a sobriety checkpoint?
I think so. I've been wanting to go through one of these sober for the first time, and I'm pretty excited.
Okay, now it's not just me, because there's so much.
I know, it's hot.
I'm
sorry. You guys, I'm sorry.
At least I'm not perimenopausal.
Remember that John Lennon song, I'm a Warm Guy? that was my song.
But I also feel like maybe my car is going to overheat.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't think so, but it's just a lot of...
Certainly.
There's heat.
Do you know that song by Morrissey called What Now, Little Man, by the way?
I do not know that
song. No, I don't.
People when you perform. Well, it's just this whole thing. I don't know what they... You know, because it could be an abstraction, but it could be a thing from his real life. But it's just about remembering watching someone on some show when you were a little kid, and then you meet them in real life, and... No one remembers you. and of course, he's all like, but I remember you.
Yeah.
And I just feel like that's 95% of my life.
Oh, that's...
Is the Morrissey character in that song, not the forgotten person. That the forgotten part is probably 5% of my life.
No. But you are a walking encyclopedia of references that I feel really proud when you say something and I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Because I know that your catalog is deep and obscure. And and now I sound like a doctor. And we're going to have to remove it. I've never seen a catalog this deep or obscure. You have 12 weeks to learn new things.
Local anesthetic.
To learn about new music. Yeah. And we get it. It's organic.
It's organic.
It's organic. Is your anesthetic local?
Where was it raised?
Yes.
I remember being very excited when the lead singer of Go West followed me on Twitter.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That would make me cream my jeans.
We close our eyes. They were amazing.
I don't...
Wait. Go to the edge of the night. He rose. How far he can run.
Everything sounded like this in the 80s. It was all important. It was all a wrist wrestling competition.
I'll get over you.
I know I will.
Is the king of wishful thinking Go West?
Yeah, that
was
yes.
Okay, see, it
yes.
takes me a while.
You're
I can
there.
Catch up to you guys.
Yeah, you can.
I know I will. See, I got
pretend
that.
Pretend this ship's not sinking.
It's
gonna get over you.
He could hit those high notes. He had a really powerful voice.
And he looked kind of like, he looked like a sensitive Huey Lewis.
Totally.
It was like if Huey Lewis had a brother who wore fringe leather jackets.
He was hot. He was like in that British thing of like, are they gay or just British? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he was just British.
The first time I saw George Michael, a Wham video, which was the Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go video, it was a Jennifer Dahlman's slumber party. And I remember all of it because the second he hit the screen, I couldn't figure out if I was in love with him or if I wanted to be as pretty as him.
Right.
Because it was George Michael,
oh,
and he
yeah.
was just like was all
pretty.
Teeth and like
yeah.
feathered hair.
That was the first, as a kid, I'm like, this guy is handsome, and I wish I looked like him. I wish I had that jacket.
Yeah.
And I wish I had that ass.
And you know what the thing, in the moral
and
of the story, Chris? You know what? He hated himself.
He
did.
Crazy?
Isn't it? Mm-hmm. It seems like he really
he hated
did.
Himself in that face.
It's weird. And get, oh, weird.
What?
It's
probably because you just couldn't
be stop doing
no,
that.
No,
no, you
stupid.
Fucked up, idiot.
God.
She honked at me.
Oh, that's awful.
I yelled. I called her stupid.
We were all just about to be on the Laugh Factory. Make God Laugh.
Sir.
We were about to be on that billboard.
We were
that
be
was
a
right
triple
by the Laugh
make
Factory,
God
guys.
Laugh.
We were going to get a triple, perhaps. Maybe.
It
I don't
looks
know.
Like God.
I don't do the Laugh Factory that much.
Yeah,
I don't
I've only
you guys
done it
do,
once, I think.
I did it for a showcase, Nate shit.
Yeah. I got
so maybe we wouldn't get on the billboard.
Here's my best heckle ever.
Just a drop of my blood on the billboard. Oh, at least I'm featuring. Sorry.
I used to do a joke, and it started out of me getting something at a store in San Francisco, and then the owner going, You can have everything for free. Chips, coke, candy, cigarettes, magazines, everything for free, which really happened to me in real life.
Is that Sally Kellerman?
Kind of. This was during my Sally
Hidden
Kellerman.
Hidden Valley Cream.
Hidden Valley Ranch. By the way,
her house is called Hidden Valley Rancho. I swear to God. It's on the mailbox. My friend used to be her assistant. Okay, sorry.
That's hilarious.
I love it.
No, I'm just saying that the best heckle I ever got was I started doing that joke. And some huge black man in the back of the room goes, "Bullshit!" And then, because if you remember, what I had said was that I got everything for free. And then I just went, "You're right, sir." And I left the stage because I was "I'm not going to get screamed at while I." You're right. This is all bullshit. Everything I'm about to do is total bullshit. So, I might as well go.
That's my favorite heckle. But it's like, that isn't all true.
Nuh-uh.
I thought I came to a stand-up truth show.
I love you leaving the stage, though. I would never have the balls to leave a stage.
Oh, yeah.
I would just be like, I'm going to get through it and still keep going and do my time.
You are like that. I'm that way, too. I think the times that I have, I'm like, I can't do this. It's not worth it. And I've gotten off stage. I beat myself up. Even if it was a horrible audience, I hated myself.
I respect it so much. I've seen it. Would never be able to do it.
I just, I'm a lot like a British royalty trying to do stand-up, where I can't even believe I'm there in the first place, much less being relegated to.
I've seen that. I've done a show with Natasha Leggero one time where she was just like, it's a long story, but she just at some point just goes, "This isn't no." Just left.
Yep.
Oh, that's the best.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I'll have the courage to do that. Well, I think we're about to run out of I'm worried about this last little.
Oh yeah, and we're over. Yeah, that was a long drive.
Well, it was a great drive.
Chip,
yay!
Chip,
thank you, guys.
Chip Pope,
you'll never.
So what have you guys been up to?
Stop disappointing me. Sorry, start. Oh, I'm so bad with goodbyes.
Let's make this as bad
as
possible.
Don't die tonight.
Please don't.
In your sleep or otherwise.
Now that's not going to happen because I erased it from the universe.
That's right.
Don't choke on your vomit. See? Now that'll never happen to you. We both love you, Chip.
Touch of Gray?
Oh, Chip Pope on Twitter? I love you guys too.
Chip Pope on Twitter.
But mostly on Instagram. I love Instagram.
Is that your...
It's Twitter for dumb people. Twitter without all them words.
What's your handle? Just Chip Pope? Yeah.
Chip Pope on Instagram. Get up in there. Thousands of free likes. You see all my real followers and my ghost followers. I got a lot of ghost followers.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Those are just people that come on like... Sunshine Ryan Gang is following you. And I'm like, what is that? And I'll just be like, please give him more likes.
I'm your old partner, like Chip Pope. I thought it was that kind of ghost. I have great timing this episode.
This thing has been a real goulash of comedy.
And you.
I loved it.
And so that's,
We threw it all in.
Who's ready for more show?
To be continued, .. right now.
Who's right? This next comic has done clubs and colleges all over the country.
Put your hands together. Why am I doing Fred Schneider? Because I want Chip Pope to hear my Fred
Schneider. Cindy Peterson.
Yeah, there's a rock and that's a bush. Everybody think.
Yeah.
Noun's in the room.
I met Fred Schneider once and told him I did an impression of him and he just went, yeah.
Oh, no.
That was his response.
A lot of people do.
Yeah. That's the idea.
I'm going to go stub my toe on a butter bean.
Butter bean.
What's that on your head? A wig.
It looks like a hat, but more like a cloud. I don't know. It's just, I'm doing Chip's material now.
That's when you know we're down.
Yeah, let's go in and listen.
Oh, that's the best one.
A wig.
What's that on your head?
What's it?
A wig.
I think this brings us to the conclusion of this episode of Do You Need a Ride? Thank you for listening.
Oh, wait. Katy Perry's manager lives right there.
Ooh.
Isn't that weird that he doesn't have a better house? No, not that one, but that one. Still equally.
In that one of those apartments?
I mean, on the off chances he hears this, he's awesome, but... I mean, maybe this is just like his apartment here or something. I figure he probably has a lavish mansion somewhere
else. Oh, he's got like a pied-à-terre in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And then he's got a ranch-style house up in Montana.
Because he's got that Katy Perry money.
Are we being attacked?
But he's lived here a long time.
I just realized Katy Perry and Zooey Deschanel are different people. They look a lot alike. Anyway, that's a great way
anyway,
to end.
Anyway, what's on your head?
Let's not keep that part in about.
Yeah,
the
we'll
Magic.
Edit that one line of Chris's out.
No. Let's not out Katy Perry's manager's house.
Oh, we don't know where we are.
Yeah, we never said anything about where we are.
But
yeah.
It doesn't matter.
We will do that. At the bottom of the podcast, you can see where Chip's address is if you want to mail him.
I just learned the difference between Blake Lively and Caleb Deschanel.
You've been listening to Do You Need a Ride? DYN AR!